Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
What is faith anyway? I mean, really?
Be Holy.
All right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid, wonderful, cold day in Columbus. But hey, it's warmer than last week. We really had a big snowstorm on last week. But hey, it's warm today. And I still see at least a foot of snow on the ground. But listen, God is still good. Today is another wonderful day. God gave us another chance to get it right with Him and do the right thing. Touch somebody and tell them, do the right thing. The right thing, not the right thing. The right thing. All right, listen, we're talking today, what is faith anyway? We hear about it. We talk about it. It says you got to have faith this. You have to have faith that. Faith, the grain of a mustard seed, a little bit of faith, a lot of faith. And listen, faith is a very simple thing. Faith is a very simple thing. One, you believe that God exists, and two, that He's a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. Those who diligently seek Him. So faith is one, that God, you believe God exists, and then two, that He's a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him, those who try to obey Him, those who try to take His words and live by Him, even though you might not understand them all, but you're willing to live by Him. Sometimes we even live by them the wrong way. You know, we don't really understand them, but we're doing what we understand. And so that's a beginning place. That's a starting place. But again, we believe that He's a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him, those who continue to run after Him, those who say that God's words matter in their life and they will live by them, even though they don't want to. Nine times out of 10, you really don't want to live by the words of God, because your body tends to fight things that's good for it. You know how you're supposed to eat healthy foods and things like that, but your body don't want it. And for some reason, you're not going to cook it. You're not going to buy it. You don't buy it. You don't eat it. You don't like it. Well, it's the same thing about God. God is good for you. God is good for you. Yeah, He's good for you. There was a commercial talking about a certain cereal was good for Mikey back in the day. And they said, is he going to try it? Oh, he's not going to try it. You know, that kind of thing. But it's the same thing with us. We as people, we don't like things that are good for us. And God is totally good for us, but our bodies don't like it. So we have to fight our carnal nature with the spiritual nature, because they're always warring against themselves anyway. So we got to fight our carnal nature to do what God says. And that shows that we have faith when you're willing to do that. I mean, you're not going to, you know, maybe not in the beginning, you're doing it, you know, all the time, but you're recognizing it. You're recognizing that you need to fight against that carnal nature, right? And follow what God says, that because you're believing that He's a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. So you're going to diligently seek Him, diligently try to find His view on everything, diligently find His words according to everything that you're living in or where you live, in your community, your job, your family, and everything, because you believe He's going to reward you for being diligent. You understand? So you believe He exists, and you believe that He's a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. So we're going to read that. We're going to read that. You know, it says here, let's see, Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him, God, right? For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So it's impossible to please God without faith. You believing that he exists and you believing that he's a rewarder to those who seek him and all that, that's faith. Faith is the hope of things not seen. You haven't seen God, but you believe he exists. You hadn't seen the rewards yet, but you believe he's going to give those rewards. Faith. Faith is like money to God. I had a preacher tell me that once before. Faith is like money to God. So when we go to a store, we go to buy a merchandise, we exchange the merchandise for the what? The money, right? So if you want to buy a car, you either have the cash money or you have a bank who's willing to loan you the money to get the car or the vehicle, or the house, the investment, the business, whatever you're trying to buy. There's an exchange of money. When it all comes down to it, there's an exchange of money. So it says here that without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you're trying to please God, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You're not getting nothing from God without faith. Faith. You know, and people say, oh, you just got to believe. Just got to believe. Hey, believe what? I believe he exists and I believe he is a rewarder to those who seek him, those who diligently seek him. I believe that he's a rewarder to those people, you know, and sometimes even the sinners, they don't, you know, they might not act like you and I, but they still believe God, right? They might say, well, I know he exists, even though I'm not obeying him. And I still believe that he's going to reward people who do what he says. And so I'm gonna go ahead and donate this $2 or $3 million to to charity or to a church or to help people or whatever. And they're just trying to do something to cleanse their conscience, you know. And that's still good. That's a starting place. It's a starting place. That's what I always try to tell people. Don't judge people to look like you or be like you, right? Or to believe like you or to have the same belief as you. Let's judge them on the notion of, do they believe God exists? Yeah. Do they believe that he's a rewarder to those who seek him? Yeah. Okay. Maybe they don't act right. Maybe they don't act like they believe him. Maybe they don't act like they have faith, but they believe those little things in their hearts, but they might act a whole nother way. You see what I'm saying? That's what I say. That's what I mean when I say everybody is potentially has potential to be saved. You know, God can save anybody. He can. Anybody we talk to has the potential to be saved. Anybody we speak with has the potential to be saved. Anybody we converse with, I'm just see how I use all those words to still say talk. They have a potential to be saved. So don't write anybody off just yet. Just even though they look like the biggest sinners, they act like the biggest sinners, don't write them off just yet. God still might be able to save them one other way. You get what I'm saying to you? You know, maybe they'll change later once they get older. Who knows? Who knows? But faith is that key. And so without faith, you can't even please him. The money without the faith, you know, it just won't work. Listen, if we go to verse number one, it says this: faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. We believe God exists. We hadn't seen him, right? We believe that he exists. We believe that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. Even though we hadn't seen a lot of those rewards yet, we hadn't seen all the rewards. You know, the salvation as far as going back to live with him. We hadn't seen that yet. Well, it is what it is. Verse number two. Through their faith, people in the days of old earned a good reputation. It was through their faith that they gained a good reputation with God. And then, you know, if you go throughout the rest of the chapter, the rest of the chapter, you begin to see the different people. It talks about Abel and then how his offering was accepted over his brothers. His brother Cain, he got mad because his offering wasn't accepted. Well, why? Because Abel had faith. A lot of things that you're doing will be accepted by God because you have faith. And the things that your coworkers or maybe your family or your brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, husband, whoever, because they don't have faith, right? It won't be accepted. But what you're doing for God or what you're offering to God is accepted. It's talking about Abel. Talk about Enoch being carried up, right? It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. It was by faith that happened, right? If you just go through the list of the verses here, you'll see it. And then we get back to verse number 6. It is impossible to please God without faith. It's like money. If you're going to get anything from God, you've got to have faith. You've got to have faith. So believe he exists and believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Even if you're not living like it, believe that. Believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And then sooner or later, I know you'll start, you know, living like, you know, like you seeking him. You will. Yeah. And that's just the thing. I'm making it plain so that you can understand it. Faith, they make faith be this vast thing. Well, faith is what you can't see, but you believe it. You hadn't seen it yet, but you believe it. You have faith in God. Why? Because you believe he exists and you believe that he's a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. God is always looking for people with faith. And then it starts talking about Noah. He built the ark. Why? Faith. You know, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, the one who warned him about these things that had never happened before. God warned him, and these things had never happened, but God warned him, and he obeyed God. It had never rained before. It never done any flooding and all that, and they didn't believe that what, you know, Noah's, oh, it's going to rain, God's going to destroy the whole earth. Yeah, whatever you say, Noah, sure, whatever. But Noah did it because God told him. God warned him about these things that had never happened before. But by his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world. And he received the righteousness that comes by faith. See, there's a righteousness that comes by faith also. There's a righteousness that comes because you have faith in God. What God says matters in your life. You get this certain kind of righteousness that a lot of people won't get. They want it, but they won't get it. A lot of times they'll despise those who have it. Look at Cain and Abel. Cain was totally upset with his brother. And it wasn't his brother. His brother just did what God said. He did it the way God told him to do it. He offered the sacrifice the way God told him. Or he brought the offering. Not the sacrifice. He brought the offering the way God told him. Right? Now Cain's mad. Well, it's the same thing. If you do what God says, 9 times out of 10, people around you will be upset.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.